go talk some Wings and Griffins hockey. Ben Simon is a talented head coach of the Grand Rapids Griffins, a Wings top farm affiliate on the west side of the state. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Benny.
Huge, how are you?
Doing good, man. We'll get to the draft tonight, this weekend, get an update on the Griffins. But Stevie Y going to work this week.
Yeah, it's an exciting night. And anytime there's a big first round tonight, you're excited about a potential big new pick. And then the second through seventh rounds are Saturday. So again, you're going to add hopefully a lot more talent to the organization. So it should be an exciting 2 days here. And then free agency opens up the next week. So the next week to 2 weeks is going to be pretty busy for management.
And a couple of his first additions, when you look at Nicoletti coming over from the Islanders, who had another great Stanley Cup playoff run, and then Alex Nedeljkovic, the goaltender from the Hurricanes, who some called the best young goaltender in the NHL. And for some reason, the Canes didn't want to pay him his arbitration money, and now he has a new deal, and he'll be competing for the number one goalie in Detroit.
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with Nedeljkovic because he was outstanding in Charlotte when he was in the American League in the minors, and he slowly got a little traction under his belt in his NHL career. He hasn't played a ton of games, doesn't have a huge sample size to evaluate, but when you look at the numbers that he put up last year, pretty phenomenal for a young kid to hopefully continue from that point moving forward with Detroit. And then adding Letty, he was in Chicago's organization before when I was in Rockford, so I'm a little bit more familiar with him as well when he was younger coming up. But smart player, good guy. He's just a good team guy, and I think having a guy like that around the Red Wings is going to be beneficial for a lot of the younger players. But solid pickups, solid acquisitions by the Red Wings for sure.
Yeah, before the pandemic, Ben, you and your staff had a chance to work for a little bit with Mo Sider, and there's a lot of talk that with the year he had overseas that he's ready to start the season in Detroit.
Well, again, he had a great year. We haven't seen him for a while just because they chose to loan him over to Sweden. But from everything I've heard, for the limited viewings I've seen, I watched a couple of his games online. It was clear that he's developed nicely. Is he ready for the NHL? Well, training camp will tell, but he's definitely put himself in a great spot to make the Wings out of camp. He looks great. He looks faster. He looks bigger. He looks stronger. He looks confident. He's always had confidence, but his poise and really just kind of swagger on the ice is evident and noticeable. And I hope he comes in and steals a job. And I won't say surprises because he's not really surprising people. He's really worked hard to put himself in the spot, and I think he's ready for it. So we'll see.
Ben Simon, he does a fantastic job as the Wings top farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins head coach, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Interesting in the protected, unprotected, looking back to this past Wednesday's Seattle Kraken, Kraken, whatever they call themselves, the expansion draft. Either way, it sounds pretty cool. That there were a lot of guys that had played in Grand Rapids, a lot of young guys who, you know, hadn't reached their potential yet, that were left unprotected, and there really seems to be this changing of the guard time right now. When you look at the pickups, when you look at tonight's draft and all their picks, when you look at the protected versus unprotected list, that you're starting to get a vision of where Stevie Y is going with this franchise.
You do, but I mean, you have to protect. There's certain parameters with the protection in the list, and you know who qualifies, who doesn't qualify. You have to look at other, I guess, statistical analysis of what that player has done, what you think that player can do. But when you look at who they protected, and you know, a lot of it has to do with the number of contracts they have that they didn't need to protect guys, because they had a lot of restricted free agents that they didn't necessarily need to protect. So I wouldn't put a lot of stock into who they protected versus didn't protect. But you know, from the flip side, if you're a younger guy like you talked about in Seattle, and you weren't protected, and you do get an opportunity to go to Seattle to an expansion team and maybe get a little bit more kind of traction under your footing and a little bit more of a stronghold on a full-time NHL job, and maybe more opportunity in their eyes. That's fantastic for them. So, I mean, we were disappointed we lost Dennis Chalowski, but, you know, I talked to Dennis the other day. He was appreciative of his time in Detroit, but he's excited. He's excited about maybe getting a fresh opportunity in Seattle. It's closer to home for him. It's 2 hours from his parents, so he's excited for that. And, you know, we'll be hoping that he does well every game he plays except against Detroit.
Speaking of Detroit Wings, tonight when the NHL draft begins, they have 2 first-round picks, number 6, number 23, 2 second-rounders. They have a 3rd-round pick, 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, and also a 6th-round pick in the NHL draft. Stevie Wise talked about just, you know, looking at the best player available. He's not going to target exact positions. So based on the draft, based on what they did last year, based on all the development of all these players, Grand Rapids, overseas, what these guys have been doing, how do you think your roster is going to shake up by the time you guys get to training camp in the fall?
Well, again, some of these prospects that you're going to see drafted tonight and tomorrow night, you're not going to see for a couple of years just because there are rules in place. You have to be a certain age to play in the American League. So we're a couple of years from seeing the kids that, whose names are going to be heard tonight and tomorrow, but you know, over the last few years, I mean, we've drafted a lot of young players, a lot of good talent, and we're going to start to see that coming through in the next season or two. You know, we could potentially have Lucas Raymond, Jonathan Berggren, you know, Jared McIsaac's another young kid who's going to come in, hopefully ready to go. Seth Barden, another young kid who came in at the end of the year, and you know, I'm sure I'm forgetting some young kids off the top of my head here, but you know, there's starting to be that push of this young youth movement here. But you know, we have to make sure that we're surrounding ourselves with some good veteran players that can help these pros develop good habits and do so in a winning environment. You know, we got to make sure these kids are learning how to play the game the right way and how to win. I think winning's a skill, and I think you develop quicker in a winning environment. And I hope it continues like we have.
Ben Simon, head coach of the Grand Rapids Griffins, a Wings top farm affiliate. I think I saw on Twitter, I follow the Griffins. They just released their schedule for the upcoming season, so the fans will be back. That's awesome. Ben and his staff, they work hard. He's a good man. Also played at Notre Dame. He's from the Cleveland area. Before I let you go, what do you think of the Indians changing their name from the Indians to the Guardians?
Well, I got a text from my brother this morning, and then Brad Dog Thompson, our equipment manager, is a huge Indians fan, and we're both just shaking our heads. The old Cleveland Indians are gone. I don't know. It just seems, to me, I don't think it was necessarily, and this is my opinion, it wasn't meant to be offensive or anything, and I'm not going to stir up any political incorrectness or correctness, but I don't know. I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy, and I'm not sure if I like the guy. It'll have to grow on me, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like the Guardians. I mean, you know, it sounds like a Marvel movie, but so be it. And they're trying to appeal to sell gear. And I agree with you that the name was never put there to be offensive. They did adjust and get away from the Chief Wahoo logo, which I thought was meeting in the middle. But, you know, it's a different society today, and we just move forward. And, Ben, I know you're getting away with the family. And thanks for your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan. And we'll talk hockey soon. Okay?
That sounds good. Stay singing.
All right, and also, if Stevie Y invites you golfing and he's over in the area, you have to invite me.
Deal. Except no one invites me to golf because I'm horrible. I'm a horrible golfer.
I've seen you. I'm guessing with 13,223 hours of instruction, you become a 9 handicap.
Yeah, it's pushing it. I'm a great scramble player, though.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're a legit avid golfer.
Well, I just talked to Dog, and we're getting our foursome in for the Griffins Youth Foundation outing. They moved it to the beautiful and new American Dunes Golf Club end of August. So I was talking with Kaiser and Dog, Brad Thompson, the renowned equipment manager for the Grand Rapids Griffins. So we'll be there for a good cause. Ben, man, enjoy the weekend with your family. My best to all of you, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks, huge. Take care.
No, he's just a good dude. He really is. Ben Simon, head coach of the Wingstop Farm affiliate, the Grand Rapids Griffins, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line.